And staying with the COVID measures and their continuing implication, of course, they kicked in from midnight last night, as in the midnight closing time relating to pubs and nightclubs began from last night. And as and from this morning, people are being advised to work from home. There will be a wider use of antigen tests, including those for TDs and senators, and close household contacts of confirmed cases will and be told, as and from today, to restrict their movements for 5 days. We are joined on the line now for reaction to these measures as they kick in by local Fianna Fáil TD Mark McSharry, who's been a critic of government measures in the past. Good morning to you, Deputy. Welcome.
Good morning, Dan.
Here we are with more restrictions and measures in place from this morning, from today. You're not totally in agreement with them, or are you in agreement with any of them?
Well, look, I mean, since April 2020, I mean, the one message that I've been trying to promote is the adoption of a strategy for living with COVID. And I think since then, we have been reactive every step of the way rather than proactive. So there's a few points I'd like to make. The first one is nothing undermines public resilience more than mixed messaging. So that while we have all our experts from NIAC to NFIT to the HSE to multiple private sector physicians who take media positions and profiles and so on, plus all the government representatives, I believe all of these people should feed in and there should be one voice so that we have consistency in messaging for people and people are very clear and understand what we need to do. The second thing that we've been looking for, as I said, is the strategic plan for living with COVID, right? So we know that vaccinations and boosters can work. However, we've gone the scenic route to many things. From the beginning, obviously, of the earlier period, we had masks, we had the scenic route to contract tracing in detail, and it's still not working correctly. We've had the scenic route to antigen testing, and we've had a scenic route to the use of boosters. So we've known for quite some time that the antibody within vaccines wanes after about 5 to 6 months and that boosters should be administered. So in essence, we could have begun that 5 months after people got their second vaccine last February, and they in the first instance were the frontline healthcare professionals. Well, we now have 4,000 people sick, yet we didn't start that until 5 weeks ago. Israel, on the other hand, started theirs on the 30th of July and have experienced an 80% reduction in the number of cases in their fourth wave since it started last June. The other thing that you've asked in terms of what we might do is in terms of hospitalizations from all the cases that we're currently having, it would be beneficial. While we have been told that up to 50% of those hospitalizations, be they in ICU or acute beds for monitoring, are not vaccinated. So tell us how many people of the vaccinated are suffering from underlying conditions, what age cohort are they in, what are the underlying conditions, so that we can send a clear message with one voice to people with those underlying conditions and in those age cohorts who are vaccinated or not, look, you need to exercise more care at this time. Until such time as we get you your booster shots, and so on. Very finally, what I'd say is that in terms of the plan that's announced for schools over the course of the last day or two, it seems to me to be highly convoluted and bureaucratic. So the parents experience symptomatic children, they tell the school tell the pod or the class, they contact the HSE. The HSE then in turn send antigen tests to mom and dad. Mom and dad administer them over 5 days. I mean, I'm exhausted explaining it to you. Never mind actually doing it.
Okay.
So I think that could be much streamlined. Very finally, you've asked about the restrictions. Back to part one, the mixed messaging. The Cinderella rule of 12 o'clock will do nothing. So Copperface Jack's now opens at 6, it goes on to 12, our young people want to be out enjoying themselves, and I get that. So the superficial 51,000 people make your way to the Aviva Stadium, but 5 people can't sit at the bar in Foley's, that divides society, it annoys society, and it does nothing to enhance our compliance and determination to work together to beat this.
Okay, well, there's a number of issues I want to pick up on there. First of all, the mixed messaging. Are people like you not adding to the difficulties with mixed messaging, which are stance? Secondly, the virus is evolving all the time, and we don't know what it's going to be like in 2 months' time, let alone 2 weeks' time or 6 months' time. And hindsight is 20/20 vision, as you know. We just do not know what is around the corner. So how can we adequately plan along the lines of what you're suggesting this morning?
Well, the first point, I'd gladly shut my mouth if we had one voice giving a clear message. I've been saying broadly the same thing since April 2020, yet government continue with too many cooks. All should feed in, and we should have one voice so that there isn't division. This very morning on Morning Ireland, I'm hearing a member of NFIT criticising the school system, criticising the mixed messaging, and that it's safe to go to school, but it's not safe to have a play date. That just doesn't make sense. So that's what I mean by that point of view. We're still dealing with the Delta variant. We're dealing with the Delta variant now for just about 1 year. We have known, as I've said, that the antibody wanes after 5 to 6 months, but yet NIAC seem to be extremely slow at coming to their conclusions when compared, for example, to the equivalent body in Israel, who had concluded their position as of the 30th of July and, as I've said, have proceeded to fight their wave by successfully reducing numbers of cases per day by 80% because they rolled out the booster program earlier.
A final point, Deputy. We speak to you on a morning when there are 611 people in our hospitals with COVID, 118 in intensive care, and just 17 adult ICU beds available across the country. We're told hospitals are on a crisis footing at the moment. Isn't that the be-all and end-all of everything, and that is what NIAC and NPHET and the government are trying to deal with, above and beyond anything else?
I have no doubt everyone is trying to do the right thing, and all of us want to praise all of the staff that have done an incredible job over the course of three and now a fourth wave. But it's for them that governments, that we in the Oireachtas government, need to get our house in order. And we've been going around in circles very substantially with mixed messaging, with too many cooks, with being too slow and react rather than proact. So we know now we're dealing with Delta. We know every 5 months it's going to wane. So, okay, they're upscaling the booster thing, which should help, and that's fine. But have we arrangements made for the second round of boosters next April and March and the third round of boosters 6 months after that and so on and so on and so on? Because that's how it begins to look now, is the fact that every 6 months we're going to require a booster. But I am totally against full lockdowns, which, while they mightn't get the same level of profile, contribute hugely to the silent crisis in the country at the moment, and that of mental health.